we begin with the enormous weather story, the tornadoes ripping across the South yesterday. In fact, in harm's way constituted quite literally most of the state of Alabama yesterday. We'll give you the death toll, which is a moving target this morning, in just a moment. But if you were in the direct path of the storm, like this grocery store manager in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The power went out and the building started shaking. The windows were shaking and the part of the roof was flying off the building. The windows came into the front and then the wind started blowing stuff off of the shelves. And then it passed on through after about 15, 20 seconds.
That was the aftermath, according to Mike Honeysutt there in Tuscaloosa. The tornado estimated a mile wide. It struck the university town of 83,000 late Wednesday afternoon and sounded like this. Of course, audio doesn't even begin to give you a sense of the scale of this storm. There's a video available online, and you can go to thetakeaway.org and see some of the pictures of the devastation. At this point, we're learning 85 people across the South are dead in these storms of 2011, but that number is expected to climb. 61 people died in Alabama alone. And let's listen to another resident who's describing the flooding, which is the other component of this devastation yesterday. This is Trenton Collier.
Best guess at this point would be that about two-thirds of it is underwater. And even more than that is we can't get to because the roads to get to it are underwater.
He's not talking about his farm. He's talking about East Cape Girardeau, Illinois, the state of flooded farmland along the Ohio River Valley and the Mississippi River Valley. The floods, a component of this devastation, along with the tornadoes that we talked about moments ago. Joining us now is Caitlin Ingram, who's a sophomore at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Caitlin, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We are fine up here, totally fine. But even just hearing reports of a mile-wide tornado that ripped through your town and parts of your campus yesterday, take me through yesterday afternoon, if you can.
Well, it was definitely scary. I mean, I don't think we all really realized how big it was going to get until it was actually here. We were watching it on TV, and it was just crazy because it was only a mile from my apartment, actually. So, you know, we just sat in my bathroom for 15 minutes, and then we were able to walk down the campus after the storm came through and just saw the debris and trees were down, and it was just incredible.
And, you know, normally people use phrases like sounded like a freight train, sounded like a movie, sounded like a war zone, but I'm struck by how many even meteorologists were saying this is like nothing we've heard before.
Oh, right. And we were watching the TV before our power went out, and our, you know, local weatherman said, in my 30 years of working here, I've never seen a storm this bad.
Talking to Caitlin Ingram, who's a sophomore at the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, who witnessed the devastation yesterday. We go now to Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory. We talked to you yesterday, Harold. And you were saying the unpredictability of this kind of storm pattern is exactly what happened yesterday, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yesterday was quite an amazing day, and it was it appears that it's probably the worst day for tornadoes in the United States since at least 1974.
And what happened in 1974?
Well, 1974 was the super outbreak, which on records the most tornadoes we've ever had in a single day with 148. And then confirmed tornadoes, and over 300 fatalities. We'll have to see what the death toll ends up being out of this one.
We were talking with Harold Brooks, who's a research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory, just recapping 85 people at least across the South are dead this morning, 61 in Alabama alone. What is it that causes these tornadoes to, it seems like they link up, or are they actually separate incidences here?
Well, they were separate incidences. It appears there was one storm, certainly, that produced multiple tornadoes from central Mississippi into at least northeast Georgia. And there were probably on the order of 10 other storms that produced tornadoes during the day. This is the kind of thing that happens on rare occasions, that when the conditions are just right, you can produce storms that will create tornadoes for a long time over a large area.
And Harold Brooks, where is the energy from these storms coming from?
essentially the energy for the storms at one level, it just comes from the moisture, just from water evaporating is the thing that drives the tornadoes. On a larger scale, the storms are getting energy from the very strong wind shear of the environment, the changes of the winds that we see as you go from south to north across the United States. A very active jet stream pattern over the last several days has led to most of these tornadoes.
All right, Harold Brooks, we're going to let you get back to work. A research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory describing just how rare the event was that happened yesterday. Caitlin Ingram, the fact that it was rare, I suppose, doesn't make you feel any less lucky or better as you pick up the pieces. So what's your day going to be like today?
Well, I'm still without power, and we haven't been told when we will get that back. But all classes and activities on campus are canceled today. So luckily, I only live an hour away. So if I don't get power, then I might just go home this afternoon.
Now, Caitlin, we found you because your brother used to work on this program, your brother David. And I know he's had difficulty reaching out to family members in the state of Alabama. Are you confident that your friends and family in your neck of the woods down there in Tuscaloosa have survived?
Yes, I talked to most of my friends yesterday, and everybody was safe. So I haven't heard of any terrible, terrible news like that. But cell phone service and is limited, and of course we don't have power, so it's hard to keep our phone charges. But
Caitlin, before we go, so many people dying in the state of Alabama. Do you have anything to say about the families who, of course, aren't as lucky as you?
Yes, I mean, just keep praying for the state of Alabama. You know, this was a bad destruction that came through, and, I think we will all get through it over time, but, just
all right. Well, good luck to you.
Keep us in your thoughts. Thank you very much.
We're glad you're doing well. Caitlin Ingram, a sophomore at the University of Alabama who witnessed those storms that tore through Tuscaloosa yesterday.